As you draw up your holiday gift list this year, you might want to shun department store shopping in favor of arts and crafts. NPR's Netta Ulaby took a survey of the so-called do-it-yourself market and found that some of these knitters, beaders, and paper makers are no longer making your grandmother's tea cozies.
Craft fairs themselves are nothing new, but these days you can find craft fairs at trendy nightclubs or at this one, sponsored by an alternative weekly newspaper in Washington, D.C. And you might say every generation gets the craft fair it deserves.
I'm making sex boxes today. I decoupage tins of mint and cigarettes, and they're all individual, neat pieces of art, and then I stuff them with condoms, mints, and lubes. Throw it in your bag, get be safe.
Nina Klemau is 22 years old. Her boxes are decorated with scandalous pictures and racy headlines clipped from magazines. She started making sex boxes as a joke for friends, but she realized for one niche group, there might be a demand.
It's for kind of the hip, slutty, or promiscuous guy or gal on the go.
It's hard to tell about the private lives of people here, but this craft fair brims with the hip. Tattooed belly dancers, male and female, glitter and vamp on a makeshift stage. Not everything here departs so dramatically from traditional craft fairs. Artisans and crafters clustered at about 50 tables hawk hand-sewn dog leashes and guitar straps, clocks formed from hubcaps, and delicate sheaves of paper made from
coffee, tea. I have roses, asparagus, carrots, anything and everything in my kitchen.
Celeste Daniel trained in papermaking in art school. She works by day for the police. Like other merchants here, she dreams of making a living from her craft.
It'll come, but not yet.
A woman named Shireen, no last name, sells colorful long woolly scarves nearby. She says becoming a self-employed knitter seems within the realm of possibility.
You know, especially there's no job security anymore, so it's kind of like people want to create their own security by doing something that they love, or, you know, I mean, there are a lot of things that people have as a hobby that they never thought that they could, you know, make money at. So it's like, okay, well, let me try it. Let me see.
Mingling craft and commerce is an ancient human pastime, but Martha Stewart made it glamorous, says Carol Ann Marling. She teaches art history at the University of Minnesota and studies the history of American crafts. She says making and selling stuff taps deeply into American identity.
The last I looked, this was a capitalist nation and had been since Plymouth Rock. And so we sell things to one another, whether we sell homemade soap or Ralph Lauren, a pre-textured wall paint.
Marling adds that at one time, pretty much every American was a do-it-yourselfer, and not by choice.
If you wanted a rug, you made a rag rug yourself. If you wanted doll clothes, you made them on your own sewing machine.
Now, Marling says, selling the crafts you make answers a need unmet in the techno-corporate workplace. Entrepreneurial crafters work with their hands. They see the fruits of their labor, and they control their own businesses by peddling their wares through small magazine ads or on eBay.
It serves as a kind of recompense for everything that's wrong with the workplace.
And the invisibility of who makes most of what you buy. Back at the craft fair, graduate student Veronica Marina has purchased a tiny handmade pin of Godzilla.
I think people always want to be like a little individual. Like, we all have to go to jobs and go to school and stuff like that, but in some way we still think that it's really cool if we can find something that's really unique. So it makes you feel a little interesting when you put it on.
Marina says when you buy something from the person who made it, you feel like part of a community, whether it's on a website or someplace as old-fashioned as a craft fair. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
For photos and more about craft fairs with a hipster sensibility, visit our website at npr.org.